SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys are live.
Here we go. I was wrong. Josh Allen, number one.
Numero uno.
Come on, be cool, people.
Justin Herbert, number two.
Be cool. Come on.
Be cool, fellas, please.
Oh, boy.
And Lamar Jackson.
Oh,
so
no one is cool.
I am. I got the top pick here, so I will go Jonathan Taylor.
Oh. All right.
What were you hoping for, Taylor?
I mean, I just want one of McCaffrey or Mahomes. Somebody take Cup. That's all I ask. Just somebody take
incoming
Cup.
Incoming Mahomes and McCaffrey. I mean, it's going to be
shut your mouth.
It's going to be a shit show for me at quarterback coming back for sure. But I'm going to see how this looks.
Be cool, Guthrie.
Come on, Guthrie.
Be cool.
He took Mahomes. So all you got to do is dodge McCaffrey. Easy play here, right, Boggs?
Off.
Right.
I'm trying not to curse as much too in this one.
Well,
come on.
That's out the window.
All right.
You just dropped like 12.
Oh,
my God.
Kyler.
Wow. Right. You got Christian McCaffrey at 7. That's fucking crazy.
60% of the time, it works every time.
That doesn't make sense.
Todd.
Kyler
so cool.
Goes 6.
Love you, Todd.
Cool guy.
My
club.
Man.
Cool guy club.
Da-da-da-da. Let's go. Da-da-da.
All right, Jalen Hurts, Justin Jefferson, Joe Burrow. This is the second time Jefferson went before Cup. That is very, very, very interesting. Burrow goes 10, so we are just massive amounts of quarterbacks. You and I pivoting off of quarterbacks. So I'm guessing you are a no doubt, no-brainer quarterback coming back here.
Yeah, I mean, Dak.
There goes Cooper Cup at 11.
Is obviously my one, but he is probably going to be gone.
There goes Eckler.
God, is Jalen gone? Jalen went, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was like the eighth pick in the draft.
Can I just ask you one time and have you not say, oh, yeah, he went 9 picks ago. Like, just act like he just went.
Listen, I can't control how you react to me speaking, so.
I know. Well, what I'm saying, just help me out.
I'm just saying he went. I'm not judging you. I'm not saying like, yeah, you fucking idiot. He went earlier. I just said, yeah, he went earlier. Yeah. Dak, Russell Wilson. I mean, this.
I think I'm just going to end up with the exact same team I had last draft.
I was really hoping Najee Harris was going to drop down to me somehow. I really
you're
going to
go
that.
RB and hold out on the QBs.
Yeah, I think I think it's a possibility here, man. Diggs and Chase are still on the board. Dalvin Cook, Joe Mixon.
Come on, Debbie. Come on,
Cletus.
Brady. I want Brady.
Yeah, I know you want Brady.
There we go. There we go.
Everything's coming up, Milhouse.
Working out. Oh, he took Trey Lance. So Trey Lance was the other QB I had. If he took Brady, I was going to just go ahead and go Reachy Reach.
Yeah, I was actually going to consider him there.
Christina Ricci.
Boy, oh boy. There's a good opportunity and chance that 5 more quarterbacks go between my next pick if I wait here. But Dalvin Cook is still on the board, and so is Jamar Chase. And there went Nick Chubb.
You'll be okay. Just pray. You'll be fine.
I am.
Sorry.
Jesus, take the wheel. Take it from my hands.
There is.
I mean, you throw you off.
How do I want to do this?
Do you want to do this?
Do you want to build a snowman? I am going to, you know what? Yeah, we're going to do it. We're going to go with Dalvin Cook. I'm at running back.
Ooh, interesting.
I'm going to risk it. I'm going to risk the biscuit here. The best I think I'm going to be able to get is maybe Justin Fields coming back. No way I'll get Stafford. No way I'll get Rodgers. I already know that.
Yeah. But those guys are gone.
There goes Aaron Jones. Ooh, no Aaron chance Jones? I'm going to get them. But Jamar Chase is there too. I mean, I don't think I can go into this with like Mac Jones and Jared Goff as my quarterback, but that is where this is leaning.
Yeah, you definitely don't want that.
There goes Joe Mixon. Ooh, boy. I mean, definitely both quarterbacks going here. I don't want to get my hopes up. Barwich is going to take one of them. Probably take Stafford and Chase, I'm going to guess. Oh, whoa, Kelsey. Yeah, you forget about the tight ends.
Yeah, I mean, you forget about everyone because QB, like, this is the whole thing. I've said it a million times. I'm going to say it one more time just in case you haven't heard this. There are 32 NFL starting quarterback jobs and probably 30 to 29 that are safe for the season.
There goes
and
Chase.
There's no rotation in those spots.
Mother, noise.
Chad's going to take 100% Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, yeah.
Here.
I mean, he's God a Packers fan.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
Full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt balls.
All right, dude. Look, for the watch, right? For the mock, I'm going to risk it. I am going to risk it. No risk it. No biscuit. I'm going to take Diggs and see what we get.
I love it. Do you have a quarterback?
I have Brady.
Yeah, you got Brady. That's fine.
But I need a second.
Yeah, you need a second. But
I mean, what do I want next? Do I want that quarterback or do I want a running back?
Because I almost took Diggs.
Start going.
I almost took Diggs, but I would have been, my quarterback choices would have been Mac Jones. That would have been my quarterback choice of number one. We had DeAndre Swift go 32, Javonte Williams 33. There goes Kirk Cousins at 34. We're coming around the back end of the fourth.
Coming into the fourth.
We got this connected to Fantasy Pros, right?
Trevor Lawrence.
Hello? Fantasy Pros, right?
Yes, yes. Okay. I will hook it up.
Trevor Lawrence, 35th. CeeDee Lamb, 36. Mike Evans, 37. Yeah. So who are you going for?
I mean,
you're going to take a QB or you're going to take one of these insane running backs that are still out here? Leonard Fournette, Cam Akers, David Montgomery. All still here. Wideouts.
I can't
Debo,
do it
T.
twice.
Higgins. This is
I'm going to take Tua.
Okay. This is Acre. Oh, there goes Mark Andrews. That's who I thought you might be looking at.
I mean, Andrews is a good pick too, but I just taking Diggs. I cannot. I can't go with the tight end. And there's some good running backs.
Oh, like, there goes
mother
Tua.
F-ing f-er.
Wrong kid died.
You, Debbie.
No.
Debo just went. I was really hoping Debo was going to be there.
Well, wishing one hand, the other one, see which one fills up first.
Okay.
Any of these losers. All right, look, I'm going to go with some running upside in a new offense.
Daniel Jones. Oh,
I mean, it's
making me
Matt
sick.
Ryan or Daniel Jones. It's gross. I just took Daniel Jones in the fourth round, dude.
Oh, you took Daniel Jones?
Yeah, dude.
You
well, look who's left. It's Matt Ryan, Jared Goff, Jameis Winston, Mac Jones, Tannehill, Carson Wentz.
There went Leonard Fournette.
They suck.
I'm
taking running upside with Danny Dimes. That's what I'm doing.
I got it. All right, so we're going to go.
I can ignore this stupid position for the rest of the draft.
I'm going Tyreek Hill. I'm not going to. There's
so many good wideouts left.
They're amazing.
Higgins and Pittman and Keenan Allen. Oh, my.
Ooh, I almost took
Brown
too. That's a good pick.
Got some hold-ins. Let me ask you that. DK Metcalf, Deontay Johnson, do these hold-ins, are they concerning to you? Do you think most of the time contracts get worked out?
I'm not worried about hold-ins. No, I'm not. I'm just not. There goes Matt Ryan. Yeah, this quarterback situation has gotten really, really bad, though. 48th. I don't know how much longer I can stomach it without it being a huge problem, but dude, Elliott, Montgomery, Eli Mitchell. There goes Dave Montgomery. All there. Wideouts. You got T. Higgins, Michael Pittman, DJ Moore. You got insane talent out there.
This guy.
This is nuts.
RFP.
RFP?
I just took Montgomery, who I wanted.
Stink, and I hate it.
There goes Elliott.
Zeke gone.
Elliott. There goes AJ Brown. Man, these motherfuckers left me Pittman too. You know what, Boggs?
What's it gonna be?
I'm gonna go with Pittman. Yeah. I'm just like, we're gonna see where this goes. Let's just see what happens, man.
Perhaps play a little game called Just a Tip. Just for a second, just to see how it feels. Or ouch, ouch, you're on my hair.
Michael Pittman, 52nd overall. I got Tyreek Hill, Michael Pittman, Jonathan Taylor, Dalvin Cook, and Fields.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I mean,
let's just see what happens.
I want to be formal, but I'm here to party.
Listen, man, you gotta play around a little bit.
Yeah, once again, for the watch, for the mock, I want a running back so bad.
Take one.
I'm not. I'm going to take, because it's just too good of a value here. I'm going to take Deontay.
Oh, he's I've a got, great value for you.
I still only have McCaffrey as my one running back. So I have Brady and stupid Daniel Jones.
There's great backs just sitting here, though.
But I got Diggs and Deontay and McCaffrey, and I want Mitchell to fall back to me so bad.
I mean, I would have loved it. I knew that wasn't going to happen. If he could, I would have considered it, him coming back, even with the quarterback situation. There's a couple guys I like. I don't expect them to be there as T. Higgins just went, except Travis Etienne was one. There are amazing wideouts, though. James
there
Connor
goes Connor
went. Sutton, Cooks, Gabriel Davis, Juju is out there.
Take some wideouts. Come on. Everybody love everybody. Come on.
Desperation here. Buddy. Take the wideouts.
Come on. Let's see. Here goes Breece. Yeah, see, Barrow needs a running back too. He's got two wideouts, a quarterback, and a running back, but he has to take a QB here. He has to, right? Barrow? Zach Wilson. And, oh, Deshaun Watson. Wow.
I don't know, okay. Rick.
I don't know, Rick.
He might have to, Rick. I don't know.
I would slap the taste out of your mouth if we're in the same room right now.
Why?
You're just making fun of me. My desperation. Look at all these wideouts. This DJ is beautiful.
Moore.
I'm gonna give you the big old middle finger when Eli Mitchell falls back to me. Let's go.
Someone take him. Don't let it happen. Don't let it happen, famous.
What was the Eli thing that you had? It's not like there's an Elijah Manning out there. Oh,
okay. Oh yeah, that's exactly what. Mac Jones just went. Ooh. That's 100% what it was. It was like, yeah, it's not like there is exactly this guy who is there.
We were doing a Fantasy Pros mock, right?
Yeah, and I literally was trying to come up with a make-believe character, and I saw like Elijah Mitchell and, god damn it, dude.
For the watch, let's go.
For the watch.
Oh, when did Breece go? Oh my God. The last couple, I missed some picks here. It went Breece Hall.
Breece actually like just went.
Yeah. Zach, Deshaun Watson, Sutton, DJ Moore, Mac Jones, Goff, Eli Mitchell. So now the running backs kind of blow in my eyes.
And Gibson, Jacobs, and Dobbins. Like that's the tier of this next group.
Yeah. And the quarterbacks are absolute garbage. There goes AJ Dillon. There goes Ryan Tannehill. I mean, these quarterbacks are just.
So here's what I do if I'm in a quarterback scenario now. I take Pickett and Trubisky. I just make sure I get both of them. But Carson Wentz is the starter. So, you know, Davis Mills, I don't know. Do you have to?
George Kittle. Nope, I got one.
Ooh.
I'm looking to take one coming back. If Carson Wentz is there, that's great. If not, I'm taking Davis Mills. If both of them go, then I'm going to regret it a little bit. But what can you do? What can you do? I think there's insane talent that's available. Mike Williams and Marquise Brown just went. I almost took Mike Williams. It's a little disappointing passing. There goes Antonio Gibson. Yep. I kind of want a third running back, but I need to get this quarterback in here. So I need these three to fuck off. You can teach me and the fire. them to the right off quick. J.K. Dobbins. All right, I need two more F-offs here.
Oh, man.
If I get Carson Wentz, we're... Oh, you know what, though? Carson Wentz has the same bye as Fields. So I think I might have to take Davis Mills.
You could do my Trubisky picket, and then you might be able to wait another round or two.
That really is going to screw me here. I'm going to have to take... Brandon Cooks just went. I really wanted Mac Jones. That threw me off. Jimmy Garoppolo is another one I'm really thinking about because he's going to get traded. There goes Darren Waller.
Damn it.
I can't take a quarterback with the same bye, can I, unless I just punt that week?
You can punt that week. Yeah, you can.
Yeah, I think I'm
going to get the best guy for your roster.
I'm going to take the best guy for all those weeks. I'm going to take Carson Wentz.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You can't believe what fell. All your dreams. Yes. Pops down the drain. Let's play some
in this league.
Guthrie also sniped on that Waller pick. So
God! Oh, and he just effed you in the A.
Ha! You just got effed in the A.
All right. Well, dude, I just asked you if you were concerned about the hold-ins, and I took Deontay and DK. So I've got two hold-ins here.
You let your boy Juju sit around.
Sick.
You let your boy Juju sit right now.
Yeah, look, I wanted a running back there, but Jacobs was really the end of the tier, right?
Yeah.
And the tight ends after Waller goes, same deal, end of tier. So you gotta pick out of that group.
Allen Robinson just went. It's a good pick. Gabriel Davis. Here goes the huge tier of wideouts.
Huge tier.
Clyde Edwards-Alaire.
Am I not turtly enough for the turtle club?
Damian Harrison, Miles Sanders, back-to-back, just bombs by Barrow there. That's going to help him. I feel like Barrow's been in the, 12 spot every single time. Did this even change?
I did it. I put you at 4 because you haven't been at 4 yet.
I think I was at 4 literally the last draft we did.
Were you? Wow. Well, yeah. Maybe my memory's just done. Maybe you need to start your finding memory a replacement has been, for me.
Your memory has definitely been worse than I recall. There goes Juju at 87. Your memory is usually...
This week is crazy for me.
But Hell Week was last week. Yours is like a...
I understand, but I'm trying to... But I'm trying to cram everything into 3 days, 5 day week into 3 days.
Yeah, I guess. Worse for you, I guess, than Hell Week.
Yeah, it really is.
Dalton Schultz just went 88th. You're one pick away. What are you doing? Oh, Famous is dropping a Debbie time. That means he's going to do something brutal. What does Debbie time mean? I'm scared.
I don't know what it means either.
It meant TJ Hawkinson. Did that ruin you?
I talked about the tight ends and putting the premium on tight. I don't want any of these losers, to be honest with you.
Okay, you see what he did? He french fried when he should have pizzaed. You french fry when you pizza, you're going to have a bad time.
Neither does Captain. I'm just going to take... I take Davis Mills to get that third QB.
You.
Sorry.
You did.
Sorry.
Gotcha, bitch.
All my QBs do have different bye weeks.
Oh, there goes Kenneth Walker. For me. At least you. Let's see.
Damn, Ken Walker was way down that list then.
Let's see. I'm just peeking around, just doing little peeky peeks here.
Boy, these
great wideouts still available.
Was
Guthrie,
was
if you don't do it, I'm doing it. Guthrie, if you don't take Darnell Mooney right here, you're took him. Wait, hear me? What a asshole.
This isn't live.
This is not even live. I'm like, you better take him here. I'm taking him because I wanted him, and right in my stupid asshole face. What a dumb bitch I am.
In the face! In the face! No!
All right. Come on. I'm trying to make this editing easier for me.
Amon-Ra St. Brown. This ain't going to be.
Oh, good. God. I just queued up St. Brown.
Yeah. Michael Thomas went right after.
Do my Trubisky Pickett idea.
Yeah, I only have one pick, so I really can't. I could take Mariota. You know what? I'm legit thinking about Jimmy G, but I wonder if I can let him sit for a little bit.
Yes, you can.
All right. He's going to get a new team. There goes Cordell. Oh, Patterson.
No, I think he is too, but you can't take him here, dude.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to take. There's way too many good players that are still sitting here.
Look at these wide outs. Stupid. They're so
Baker
good.
Mayfield just went. Well, the rookies are still sitting out here too. So I have an amazing wide receiver core. I have an amazing starting lineup. After that, it's all in question. Chase Edmonds. But see, the running backs are about to drop. Let's see. I'm doing some peekers here. Which one do I want to go with? Ooh. Chase Edmonds was 98. Secret Tony time. Pollard was 99. That's what I was looking at here.
Secret time.
Oh, did you find secret time? You found Bert?
A little bit of secret time, I feel like.
This might
maybe,
be
maybe other
time
people
here.
Don't think so.
Is this which secret time do I go with? I'm going
to. You have 10 seconds to decide your secret time.
I think I'm going to do this secret time. James Robinson.
Motherfucker!
Oh, was that the same? Do we have the same
yes!
secret time?
Yes!
How about no, Scott? Okay.
We had the same secret time.
I'm never going to say secret time. I thought you had already picked.
No, I mean, that's what I was looking at, Box. I was looking at James Robinson at running back or Rashad Penny. And secret time, I went with James Robinson.
All right. Well, I want Kareem Hunt. And there he goes.
And it's gone.
You know who I want? I want Kenneth Gainwell here. How about that? People fuck the fuck.
Oh my God, Chris Godwin. I was looking for him earlier.
Where was Chris Godwin?
Where the fuck was Chris Godwin on Yahoo's list? I literally was looking for him. Literally.
Ideally, though, I would have gotten him.
But yo, ideally, though,
yeah.
Ideally, on an ideal situation, I would be doing like what you're doing. I'd be up there like in the high chambers of Cloud City, dog. Well,
last couple pickers. We had. Did I miss any guys? I feel like I missed somebody. We had Michael Carter just go to Bogman. Over.
Yeah,
Michael
I mean, Carter. I wanted Kareem Hunt. I wanted James Robinson. So
you took him over Melvin Gordon, James Cook, Ramondre Stevenson.
Yeah.
Good players.
I mean, Michael Carter is two of a committee. This is the same offense that we ran in San Francisco, right? That you see in Green Bay with AJ Dillon and Aaron Jones. Yeah. Michael Carter is going to be the second part of that. So I still think he holds Melvin value. Gordon. People are burying him. I just don't think he's that dead. So.
We had Mariota, Singletary, Gordon, Thielen, and James Cook just go 109. There are some sick wide receivers post 100. Elijah Moore is still there. You got Renfro, Ayuk. You got all the rookies pretty much. DeAndre Hopkins is still out there. Bogman's Kadarius Toney dude. There goes Kenny Pickett. Ramondre Stevenson just 111. And you're coming back up, Boggs. What are you doing? There goes Hunter Renfro.
Yes, you said, I mean, Moore is at the top of my board. He has been for a couple rounds, so I think I kind of have to take him here.
Elijah?
Yeah, Elijah Moore.
Yeah, it's a fantastic pick. If he made it to me, I would.
Well, the Jets fan, that's the Jets fan pick right in front. I mean, nothing's going to work for me. Like after those, I got all my luck out in the first four rounds, and now it's a big middle finger to me.
Yeah,
from
it
everybody.
Is.
I'm going to take the Slim Reaper here, Devontae Smith.
Wow. Wow. There goes Hopkins. Wowie, wow. All right, I'm going to take Drake London.
Good pick.
And are there any running backs I still like for some bench backs that I'm in love with, though? I don't know if there's anybody I'm in love
though.
With. I do see a goal line back here, Boggs. That's going to get goal line carries. You know who that might be?
I know exactly. You're not going to take Brian Robinson. So, you know what? Call my bluff. Go ahead and take him. You don't like him.
Fine. He's a good guy.
Yeah, he's fine.
Yeah,
that's what you think of him. You think he's fine. So
he's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, he's just okay, right? Yeah.
11-6-14. Drake London has 14. God damn. These bye weeks. Oh, there goes Tyler Lockett. That kind of answered something I was saying. But oh, there goes Julio. Julio Jones, 121 after Tyler Lockett before a lot of good players. I just want to point out. So I'm thinking, there goes Zach Ertz. I don't love, I also don't hate the running backs, but I'm not in lovesies. There goes Trubisky. So everything is falling apart for me. I'm going to go with Treylon Burks as my
Burks
other backup.
Is a great pick. You.
I got with Burks and picks. Linden. Thank you.
I'm up. All right.
You up?
You know who I'm taking.
Give me Brian Robinson. Mm-hmm. Don't threaten me with a good time.
Yeah, that's right. I like that.
Hey, no, something worked out for you.
Him. Yeah, something did after the fourth round. I mean, look, the front end of this draft worked out great for me. I got CMC. I got Brady. Mitchell fell to me. I snuck Diggs in there. I feel like I snuck him in there. I mean, Daniel Jones, it's where it started to kind of the wheels came off a little bit there for me, you know?
Ooh, Sky Moore just went. Yeah. I'm looking here, and I'm now after the there goes Chris Olave. After that whole Godwin situation, there goes Tony. I'm looking for, like, where are their other deals hiding? There goes Garrett Wilson. Just all the rookies just went. So I feel like there are other deals that we're not seeing because of the weird ranks of Yahoo for Gage to be down there. Isaiah Spiller was a good pick. Dawson Knox. Boggs, are you going to look at Dotson?
No. Too much. Too much production came from TDs, so you can have it.
Okay.
I'm about to take Dallas Goedert.
I have two rookies, so I don't need
them. I'm about to take Dallas Goedert. That'll be my tight end. Okay. I'm tired of picking at the bottom trash end of tight ends here.
What happened? Who the took Jimmy Garoppolo?
Oh, no.
When the did he go?
Oh, well, those guys.
He went so long ago. He went right after your Devontae Smith pick. I didn't even see it.
Don't want to sound like a dick or nothing, but it says on your chart that you f***ed up.
Yeah, and me neither.
These guys are such dirtbags. A bunch of dirtbag scum. The worst stuff happens.
It's the murderer. Oh, my God. Dude, look at who just went.
Oh, my God. Dallas Goedert just went.
What the f*** is going on?
I'll take Pierce then. Guess I'm just stuck waiting on these shitty tight ends. It happens every time.
I'm not going to have a backup quarterback. Week 14, I'm not going to have a quarterback.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, fellas, here's how it works. $15 for it.
In this league.
What's this?
In this league.
If you have to ask, big man, you can't afford it.
That's $4.
All right, Boggs, let's hear your dumb team.
All right, my stupid team here. I've got Tom Brady at quarterback. My super flex is Danny Dimes, and I got Davis Mills on the bench. All three have different bye weeks, so hooray for me. Good running backs, I've got McCaffrey, Elijah Mitchell with Michael Carter as my other flex. My bench RBs are Robinson, Pierce, and Deontay Foreman. My wideouts, I got Diggs, Deontay Johnson, DK Metcalf on the bench. I've got the Slim Reaper, Devontae Smith, with Rondale Moore. And my starting tight end is Toe Tap Pat. So I like this build. I mean, having Daniel Jones as your second QB feels disgusting, but I think I made up for it by getting CMC and Diggs and Deontay. I got two of my wide receiver ones, plus my second running back on the board, a QB one. The only position I feel ugly about is Freiermuth at tight end. My bench is okay. I would say it's fine. I wish I had like one more better back would have been nice. I'm not the biggest fan of having Michael Carter. And to be honest with you, I think my first week, I'd probably put Devontae Smith in there as my flex play because it is PPR. But I don't know. It feels fine. I would say it's a solid B. I wouldn't say it's a B plus because Danny Dimes is my second QB or anything. It's definitely not an A or an A minus or anything. I might do okay on the projections here. I think maybe better than I usually do, but I don't know. I feel very lukewarm about this.
Yeah, this isn't my favorite team you've constructed, because the one thing is with these, like, you're going to see great position players with two quarterbacks. Like, it's just what you're going to see most of the part. So when you have those position players, they need to be elite kind of across. I think it's good. I think this is a solid team. I love the start where you did the McCaffrey Diggs thing. I thought that was cool. And for you to get Brady was like incredibly lucky and really, I think, makes this team. Had you not, it would, the construction would look a lot different. But you know, you fall off a little bit at RB2. There's no tight end. I think your flex is a little bit questionable. I don't love your bench. Just a lot, as you could hear, though, every time Bogman was like, F me. Nothing,
I mean, it was
working
so many
for you.
One pick in a row. Yeah.
Yeah.
It worked out for the first three rounds were great. After that, it kind of fell apart. It was like one pick here, one pick there. So I don't know.
It's a solid. It's just not my favorite. I think this is going to be a middle of the pack team. I think this is going to be like a 5 or 6, I think, in projections. I think that's about like what it looks like. It's better, probably better than the average, because you covered your bases. You did a better job at quarterback than I did, with at least getting three that don't have bye week issues and stuff like that. Your bench is all right. There's some good upside. If Brian Robinson works out, it's going to be absolutely huge for you. Or if Damian Pierce gets a starting job, that's even big. But I'm not the biggest Michael Carter guy. I'm not the biggest Daniel Jones guy. And you got a, you know, one of the bottom tight ends, which I know you wish you had done better at. So yeah, I think it's middle of the pack. It's usually better, but this is also a little bit different than you usually like to do, because we're experimenting a little bit. You didn't take a quarterback in your first two, and that's
Well, I took a quarterback with my second pick.
Oh, you went Brady. Brady was Diggs two. Fell to three. That's what it
was.
Yeah,
Diggs fell all the way to three, which is unbelievable.
Which is nuts.
That's why I just felt like I had to do it, and that is how I ended up. You know, it's like what are those reels where it's like, you're probably wondering how I ended up in this situation, and it's going to be like Danny Dimes fumbling for me and me just throwing stuff into the wall. Yeah. So
yeah, probably. Yeah. All right. So my stupid team drafting from the four spot at quarterback, I've got Justin Fields, which I actually do like. I just, you know, Carson Wentz in the same bye. That's a brutal situation I put myself in. On the bench, though, I did take both of the Seattle quarterbacks. So as long as Jimmy Garoppolo doesn't go, I've got that situation locked down. So I take one of them in week 11, and I will have to super flex a different position. But I do think I have a strong bench. My wideouts, Tyreek Hill, Michael Pittman, Amon-Ra St. Brown, with on the bench, Drake London, Treylon Burks. I love my running backs, Jonathan Taylor, Dalvin Cook, James Robinson at flex. And I've also got Tyrion Davis Price and Dearness Johnson. My tight end, George Kittle. So I love my starters. I think if my starters aren't top three, I don't know what to do anymore. But I put myself in a huge bind with the bye week and the quarterback situation. I do love my bench. I think I've got London and Burks who can be flex options, and I'll have to probably throw in a super flex. Tyrion Davis has a whole bunch, and I try to make up with it with the Seattle quarterback situation, but it's a glaring hole. It's the two quarterback things in week 14 is just going to be a huge L for me. Also, Jonathan Taylor is off that week. Drake London is off that week, and Michael Pittman is off that week. So Treylon, see that actual week. So this actually does change a little bit. Treylon Burks would have to come in for Pittman. I would have to have James Robinson in for Taylor. Tyrion Davis Price. And then I'm going to have to be starting probably someone I pick up off the wire, to be honest with you, because Tyrion Davis Price is have to come in. And then I don't have any other. I'd have Dearness Johnson unless he is starting. So week 14 is going to be brutal. I think this is a little bit, I think this has a chance to finish four. That's probably my peak here. I think it's in the same general vicinity as
this is going to finish one. Like I haven't looked, but I know the last super flex that we did, I think Barrow skipped the QBs and he ended up with Wentz and somebody else as a starting QB, maybe Davis Mills. Something like, and I think he took Watson late or something. So maybe it was Watson was propping that up. But when you got all the good starters, I do think your team on the projections is going to end up finishing one. I would say that you kind of had the reverse of what I had. Like
everything, you know,
everything fell your way in the second half. The first half, I think you wanted to take a QB, but JT fell. So you took him.
Well, I had a couple situations. Like I really wanted Stafford and he went ahead, but like, this is what I was talking about for me to have as like big starters. Okay. I have a weird quarterback situation, but I have two of the best running backs in the NFL. I've got a number one, a pseudo number one, and then a number two at three. I've got George Kittle, a top five tight end. Like that's how I've got to do this. If I'm going to mess around and screw around with this quarterback situation. The hope would be the first quarterback that is like available on Fab, I'm dropping the house to get that guy if there's a quarterback in the league here, which I actually do like this team a lot. But I did have a few things that didn't go my way, though, obviously, and they start with Q and end with B.
Well, I've got the rest of the results. So are you ready to rock and roll through all these
teams?
Yes.
Let me Yahoo always likes to be weird with the draft board. Okay, so I'm ready with all the teams to pull up. Who was the worst? Who was the biggest loser on this?
Zach's peerless team, number 12 at the very bottom. The bottom B, Zach ended up with his starters ranked 12 of 12 and his bench ranked 10 of 12. So not the best.
Quarterbacks, Russell Wilson with Trevor Lawrence at Superflex. Kenny Pickett was the third quarterback. I don't mind that. You know, you don't have to, he doesn't have to start one of those guys until week. Oh, but see, here's a problem. Week 9, Pickett shares with Russell Wilson. So it's Trevor Lawrence. And then he has got to put in someone else who would be, you would hope would be like a Melvin Gordon, which I think he could do. That's not the worst thing in the world. Wide receivers, Cup, Sutton, Bateman. He's got Kadarius Toney, Odell Beckham, and LaVisca. His running backs are Cam Akers, Breece Hall, Clyde Edwards-Helaire at Superflex, Melvin Gordon, and Damian Williams on the bench with Dawson Knox at tight end. So this is kind of that same thing. These are pretty good quarterbacks. The position players, I think, are like, they're like a B. Like, Kupp is awesome, but then you step down to Sutton, step down to Bateman. Running backs leave a little to be desired. You don't have a good tight end. I don't actually mind this build. I'm surprised it was so bad on the projections, but this definitely is probably one of the lowers.
Who was his first round pick?
Russell Wilson, I think. Cooper Kupp.
Oh, Kupp. Yeah. Okay.
And then he went to Russell Wilson. And I think the third round, he probably went Trevor Lawrence. And then fourth round, I'm going to guess it was Breece Hall or Cam Akers.
Yeah, I'm lukewarm on this team. You know,
pun intended.
Kupp is fine. Kupp is great. I shouldn't say Kupp is fine, but that's like your one really above, you know, RVP, everybody else on this team. So I don't like Clyde Edwards-Helaire as my flex. I've got the same deal. This is a lot similar, very similar to my build, where you have one good quarterback, one meh quarterbacks, maybe QB. I like yours better than Lawrence. I like my wide receivers overall better than yours, but obviously having Kupp is a huge boost.
I like your running backs better than his. You have McCaffrey and Mitchell. He had
Akers and Hall.
Yeah. I mean, those are good, but I mean, your flex was Michael Carter. I like Clyde Edwards-Helaire way better, but yeah, it's a catch 22 there. It's the worst team. It doesn't look like it, but it's the first one. You could tell though, it was a bottom half team. Who came in at number 11?
Number 11 was Todd, Todd's legendary team. 11 for the starters. Todd ranked, where is he? 7. So not bad. Okay, and he would have been 9 on bench. So what does Todd got?
Looking at his bench, I don't think he's getting the proper love for his bench. I think this is misjudged. So he's the one that took Kyler Murray right in front of you and got you Christian McCaffrey. So he took Kyler Murray. His super flex was Derek Carr. On the bench, he took Jimmy Garoppolo, who is probably projected at nothing right now. His wideouts, Davante Adams, Jalen Waddle. He got a deal in Chris Godwin, which projections might
That's
be low on.
That's a great deal, yeah.
Flex, though, is Chase Claypool, but he also has DJ Chark, Jahan Dotson on the bench. Again, I like this. Running backs, Leonard Fournette, A.J. Dillon on the bench, Kenneth Walker, Raheem Mostert, and Mark Ingram with Kyle Pitts at tight end. I'm telling you, I think this is a sneaky-ass good team, regardless of the projections. I don't care what it says. I bet you if Kamara is out, Ingram is a steal here. You've got Dotson and Kenneth Walker for huge upside rest of the year, and Raheem Mostert maybe early. Claypool's probably the pick that stands out but can still be good. Dillon is your number 2. Again, that also stands out, but Walker could take that over. I actually think this team has a ton of upside, and he got a bunch of good deals. I don't agree with this being 11.
Yeah, I think I'm with you. You know, Carr and Murray, great floor. Offer you a great, great floor. The one question would be Claypool at the flex, but Walker's going to go in there at some point. So
Dotson, Chark, Mostert. I think you got other
options. Took your shots,
to work
too. Yeah. I love this build. Yeah.
I did too. I really think this is crazy. This is a great team. All right, number 10.
Number 10 is famous Debbie R. Us, 1,424 points. By the way, Zach was the worst by 102 points overall. For the starters, for famous, he was 10. For the bench, he was 4. So pretty high on the bench. It gets pretty competitive here. Not a lot of distance between like 3 and 11. The drop from 3 to 11 is smaller than the drop from 11 to 12. Wow. In terms of numbers here.
Yeah, so. Total numbers. Well, famous did the job. His alter ego, Debbie, is not going to be happy with this finish. Jalen Hurts at quarterback, Trey Lance at super flex. I love that. With Jared Goff on the bench. Wideouts, Debo, T. Higgins, Jerry Jeudy, with Elijah Moore at flex. Wow. Benches, Russell Gage, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, and Kenny Golladay. Wide running backs are DeAndre Swift, Rashad Penny on the bench. Daryl Henderson is it. And T.J. Hockenson at tight end. I got to tell you, this is another one I don't really quite get. I think this is very well. What did his starters finish at? Because this looks like a tasty starter production he's got.
For famous, 10. They liked his bench way more than his. They liked his bench way more.
I like his bench. He's got Goff as his third. He took a backup tight end, Dallas Goedert. That might have helped the projection.
One spot ahead of me too. What do you need that tight end, famous?
Yeah, I don't know why he did that. That was weird. Well, I don't know. I couldn't answer it. Penny's a huge question mark because if Penny doesn't work out, he really doesn't have a backup in Daryl Henderson. So that would be the biggest thing I would ding is Penny has to work for you. Obviously he's going to be the one that's going to be hyper aggressive on any running back in fab and an in season. But I love the wideouts. I love the quarterbacks. My favorite quarterback combo so far, Elijah Moore is a flex, looks great. And you got some studs on the bench. I would have guessed if I had saw this, I would have said this is a 5 or 6, like with your team. I would have said this is like 5 or 6 comparative to yours.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says...
In this league.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In this league.
Oh. Number 9 here, Aaron. Aaron's amazing team, 1,425 points, 1 point better than famous. Ooh. His starters are 3rd, and his bench would be dead last. So
he has one, let's see, 1, 2, 3. He had at least 4 guys that I desperately wanted, if not 5 or 6 that are my targets here. His starting quarterbacks, Tua and Mac Jones, who I wanted.
That's
Mac.
Waiting. Wanted Tua. That's waiting on those QBs.
That was waiting. So Tua, Mac Jones on the bench. He has Marcus Mariota. His wideouts, Justin Jefferson, Allen Robinson, Hunter Renfrow. He's got on the bench, Sky Moore and George Pickens. Running backs, Najee Harris, Javonte Williams, Travis Etienne with Marlon Mack, Rashid White on the bench. He also had Jameson Williams, I apologize, and Dalton Schultz as his starting tight end. Again, this is top to bottom, these starters. I totally agree with this being a 3 build. What was his bench?
His bench was dead last. They don't like Mariota. They don't like rookies, I think, which is why I've been low in a lot of these fantasy
more White rankings. Williams and Pickens all on the, it's a little bit too much rookie heavy, I suppose.
Yeah. And then Mac could be great. He could be the starter, but he also could be cut before camp's over. That wouldn't be shocked either way. And Rashad White, who had a bunch of relevance a couple weeks ago, now that Lenny has dropped 15, has way less relevance. Funny how those camp stories come and go so fast.
I guess I struggle with this because I like this team a lot. I think it's pretty solid. I mean, the bench is not fantastic. You don't have a lot of wiggle room. Mac maybe gives you a little bit of running back wiggle room, but I like Sky Moore as your backup wideout. You've got Marlon Mack and Rashad White with the potential on the running backs. Mariota's the 3rd quarterback works. I don't know. I think this is these last two teams I guess fully understand. But all right, what are we at? Number 9?
The sniper is at 8, RFP at 1,449 points. So a big jump up, 24 points here.
There it is.
RFP starters ended him at 4 overall, and his bench was 7.
Joe Burrow and Kirk Cousins as the two starting quarterbacks. He did not have a backup quarterback whatsoever. Wideouts, DJ Moore, Gabriel Davis, Juju Smith-Schuster, with Chris Olave, Christian Watson, Jacoby Myers on the bench. Derrick Henry, James Conner as his starting running backs. Singletary is his flex.